Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. Manny Hill here with you, and very excited to be talking with Jackie Winsek, who's a physical education teacher at Roosevelt High School. And Jackie has also been named the 2025 Minnesota State Assistant Coach of the Year. We're going to talk about that here on the program today. And Jackie's unified sports program at Roosevelt has been named a nationally recognized program by Special Olympics, the first school in Minneapolis to earn this honor. And Jackie's also been recognized, as I mentioned, as the 2025 Minnesota State Assistant Coach of the Year for her outstanding contributions to Roosevelt athletics. Her role as a physical education teacher, equipment manager, and head coach of varsity softball and adapted soccer has been pivotal in fostering a unified athletics program at Roosevelt. Her energy, her passion for coaching has left a lasting impact on the school community, making her a role model for future coaches and athletes alike. Jackie, how's that intro for you? Welcome aboard. This is really, really excited to talk with you today. How are you? Thanks for the time today.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. And that was quite the introduction. Wasn't expecting that.
Well, I mean, this is really cool. This is a really cool honor for you. And I think highlighting athletics at Roosevelt is really awesome as well. So let's get into this. We're talking about unified and adapted sports at Minneapolis Public Schools. So for those who might not know what that means, can you elaborate a little bit on what unified and adapted sports sort of represent and what it means?
Yeah, so adapted sports is actually through the Minnesota State High School League. So it's league sanctioned. It's a varsity sport. You can earn an athletic letter. They play competitions weekly against other teams in three sports, soccer, floor hockey, and softball. And all the athletes are either has a physical or a cognitive disability. So they're all kind of on the even keel. Whereas unified is both regular ed and special education students competing as one team. Example is yesterday we were playing in the regional basketball tournament for unified out at Orono. And you have three athletes that have the disabilities and you have two partners who are regular education on the court at the same time. And they get to, you know, they play with each other, and athletes are supposed to score a majority of the points, but it's pretty competitive.
And so how long have these programs been in play at Minneapolis Public Schools in particular?
So the adapted part has been around about 40 years through the high school league. Roosevelt, for the last five, we've actually been co-oping with the district. It's a district co-op. So South is about part of it, Edison, Washburn. But Unified, we started in 1999. And we had our first, we had a track meet back at the U back then, and nobody really knew what we were doing, but we had a lot of fun. And it's just been growing ever since.
That is fantastic. So 2025 was quite a year for you, Jackie. You and your programs were recognized not once, but twice. First, tell us a little bit about the celebration at Roosevelt that happened last Friday night.
And actually, it got postponed to February 11th. So we are going to be having our celebration February 11th in between girls and boys basketball games against Washburn. Boys at 5:30, girls at 7:30. So anybody that would like to come, we'd love to have the community involved. That's when our celebration will go.
That is fantastic. And you've also been recognized, as I mentioned before, the 2025 Minnesota State Assistant Coach of the Year in Adapted Sports for your outstanding contributions to Roosevelt Athletics. What does this mean for you? I know you're very passionate about this and you do such a great job, but what does the honor mean to you, and what does it mean to be a big part of something so special at Roosevelt?
Well, I mean, I'm not about the accolades, so it's not about me. It's about helping the kids get better. And, you know, icing on the cake was last year before, we actually won state for adapted soccer and never done that before. And the kids were just overjoyed. And it was just watching the passion and everything going on. And this past year, we went back to the championship game again. Unfortunately, a little short, but yeah, second place. You know, not many teams can say back-to-back championship years. So, yeah, the award's not for me. It's for the programs that at least they're recognizing, finally recognizing Minneapolis sports programs.
Can you tell us a little bit about what called you specifically to Unified and Adapted Sports? What makes it so amazing? How did you get started, and why in your eyes is it so important?
Well, the adapted part started because really I'm an official for Adapted Sports. I've been an official for many, many years. My father was an official. He got us into it. My sister's an official. But 2 years ago, I ended up having knee replacement surgery, so I couldn't officiate. So I got into the coaching part, and just a natural fit because I already coach girls softball. So I kind of know what I'm doing coaching. And it just was just a real seamless thing. And then here at Unified, or for Unified, I was approached by Angie Powell, who's our content lead for special ed or adapted Phi-Ed. You want to try it? Sure. What can go wrong? Well, neither one of us knew what we were doing, but it went from just a small program that really nobody wanted to be part of because we didn't know what we were doing, to just the bonding and the community, and kids are, you know, lining up to try to get back into this class. The friendships, it just, so everybody can be successful. Not just the star athletes, but everybody is successful.
How do you think the programs have kind of grown over the years since you've been involved, and how have you seen it kind of grown and evolve over time?
Well, when we first started, we literally had to bribe the kids with service hours to get into the class. And now it's just the friendships that they're building, the community outings that we're doing. Like, for instance, this year we did something different. We went to Parkway Pizza. They were amazing to help us out with that. And and I work part-time at Shields. So every year, the first field trip that they ask about is, are we going to Shields again this year? Because we do Toys for Tots with them. So, but just like I said, the friendships and the relationships, and how some of these students, the athletes, or the kids in the special education, they're getting confidence, watching them perform, and going up to somebody and actually saying hi, which they never did that before. It just warms my heart.
Awesome. And last thing for you here, Jackie, what sports do we have to look forward to? We're in the middle of winter sports season right now, but what else do we have to look forward to for the rest of the winter and even into the spring? I know you coach softball as well in the spring. So what do folks have to look forward to as we get to the second half of this school year?
So right now we're in floor hockey. We have a game tonight against Anoka over at South High School. And then there will be adapted softball and adapted bowling for the kids. For Unified, we were hoping, if we would have won the tournament yesterday, we would have played at the Target Center in February. Well, fell one game short, but we're okay. But then we've got state soccer coming up in the spring that we're going to go for. And then our big push is the Polar Plunge in March. So we get the kids out there to Lake Nokomis, and that's our big fundraiser. And that's how we earn money to keep our program going. So we're all crazy enough to jump into Lake Nokomis. We'll have a link on our Unified webpage if anybody would like to donate or come be crazy with us and jump. We'd love to have you.
That's so amazing. Well, I just commend you for all the hard work that you do and everything that you're representing. The way you represent Roosevelt High School, I think, is just really amazing. And all the stuff that you guys are doing there is just wonderful. I had Principal Ledesma here on the show with us a couple of months ago, and I know he just speaks glowingly about everything that's happening at Roosevelt, and you're a big part of that. So thank you for joining today. Congratulations on the award, and good luck the rest of the way.
Well, thank you very much for having me again, and hope to see you soon again.
All right. That is Jackie Winsek, who is a Phi-Ed teacher at Roosevelt High School, 2025 Minnesota State Assistant Coach of the Year, doing a little bit of everything as far as athletics are concerned at Roosevelt High. And she joins us here on the School News Podcast.